Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm so excited to have my brother in Christ, none other than Pastor Rondell A. Brown, pastor of the Love Center, will be delivering God's word very shortly. So for those of you that are faithful listeners, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, because this is a worldwide ministry, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. Asking our listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me as we go to God's throne once again on tonight. Why? Because we do so as an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again touching and agreeing on this line over this worldwide ministry and platform, that realizing that and knowing that you are God and you are God alone. You're God all by yourself. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We can come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Rondell Brown and his entire family, and every saved believer all over this worldwide platform and network that are tuning in to this worldwide ministry on tonight. Continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. And for this, we are so grateful for your Son Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that we are first and foremost saved in his name. Then when we do falter, when we sin and come short of your glory, we can come through him and ask for forgiveness of our sins. We ask that you will forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I lift up my first cousin, Pastor Ken Hogue, who fell last week and broke both of his shoulders, and he had surgeries on both of his shoulders. And then my other first cousin, Mary Ann King from North Carolina, had to be rushed to the hospital for low blood pressure on yesterday. So we lifting her and my cousin Ken Hogue up in prayer tonight. Not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are suffering from PTSD disorders, those that have mental distress orders or issues. Heavenly Father, those that have suicidal thoughts, all those that are sick and afflicted from the COVID virus, whatever the case may be, we know that you are the healer. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people as only you can. And after they have been healed, delivered, and set free, they would not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness to let the world know that it's you who have healed them and delivered them and set them free in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as they go through their hour of bereavement. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, and your comforting power and strength as they go through the hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Heavenly Father, and ask that you move by your Spirit on tonight over this worldwide platform through your man of God that's going to deliver your word. Continue to use him, Heavenly Father. Help him to decrease so that you may help him decrease so that you may increase in him as he delivers your word with power on tonight, that souls will be saved. And while we are speaking of souls, Heavenly Father, we pray that should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, that your word will go forth with power on tonight through your man of God, that they will hear your word and then receive it, and they will open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise for opening the doors of this worldwide platform and ministries and other ministries that I share would now be able to be heard to prisons and prisoners all across the United States. I don't take that lightly. We know that it is you who have opened that door.
You
got
it.
We give you glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight. Bless each listener that faithfully tunes in and all those that are tuned in for the first time on tonight. Continue to bless them on tonight and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we always have a scripture food for thought, and tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, a true Christian desires to be free from sin, not to sin freely. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, a true Christian desires to be free from sin, not to sin freely. And that's found in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 22 through 25. Before I bring forth my special guest on tonight, again, Pastor Rondell A. Brown, he is the pastor of the Love Center Church. I hope you all have your pencils and papers so that you can mark down your calendars so you can tune in and be blessed by these other awesome men and women of God that's going to be coming forth in the month of February to deliver God's word. As I said, we have Pastor Rondell A. Brown. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly on tonight. The first Saturday, which is February the 5th, Minister Tawan Eppinger, a young minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve as their musician, Minister Tawan Eppinger will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. Every second Thursday night, we have Bishop Rosemary Giroux out of Slidesdale, Louisiana. She delivers God's word. Every second Saturday night, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He shares inspirational poems, and then he delivers God's word. Again, this young man suffers with muscular dystrophy. He crawls around on the floor, but that do not hinder him and stop him from delivering God's word. So none of us, whatever our conditions may be, we should not use those as excuses not to do what God has called us to do. So Deacon Marvin Cox comes forth every second Saturday night delivering God's word. We have every third Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson from Washington, D.C., deliver God's word over this worldwide platform. On this coming Thursday, the third Saturday night, we normally have the Sunday school superintendent from Morning Star Baptist Church delivering God's word, but I have a special motivational speaker. Brother William Cobbs will be my special guest on Saturday, January the 19th. Normally, on the fourth Thursday night, I normally have Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy out of Conyers, Georgia. She normally brings forth God's word. But I have a special guest, Pastor Mark Holloway. He is the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Harper Woods, Michigan. He will be my special guest on Thursday night, February the 24th. And then we have Pastor Norman King the fourth Saturday night, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King deliver God's word every fourth Saturday night. So I pray that you have marked those down on your calendar so you can tune in and be blessed. And remember that all these ministry platforms are kept in archives, so that if you did not get a chance to hear a word from the Lord from all the other guests, you can always go back to my website and pull them up and be blessed by God's word. I also want to say, give a shout-out to my older sister. I thank God for opening doors for her. She has now published her first book. She is in a mixed marriage. They have a daughter. A lot of people are going through and experiencing the same things they have dealing with mixed marriages and mixed children. So her book is titled Belinda. Belinda is authored by my older sister, Janice Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N, and that book is available now at Amazon.com. And I also thank God for blessing my family. Now we have five published authors in my family, five published authors. That is very unheard of, but we know that it's God's doing, and we give him the glory, honor, and praise for it. So right now, I want you all to know that the phone lines are open on tonight. Once again, the phone lines are open. So after the man of God has delivered God's word, I'm going to give you, the listeners, a chance to give him words of encouragement, or if you have any questions for him after he has delivered God's word, after that, I will give you a chance to speak with the guest on tonight. So I'm going to go to Pastor Rondell A. Brown. First of all, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. And I would like for you, if you don't mind, would you share with me and the worldwide listeners a testimony first, please?
Well, excellent. No problem. First and foremost, I want to say thank you very much for allowing me to be able to come on the platform. I truly do appreciate it. And I count it an honor and privilege. So, again, just thank you very much for that. And, of course, one thing that we can all say, just a testament to the time that we're living in, and the testimony that we can all share in, of course, is the fact that we're all surviving. It's been a strenuous few years for all of us. And so I know I may be what many people consider younger, but I've learned not to take cliches for granted, right? And so I can say I thank God for each and every single day that he allows me to see.
This
walk is it's been trying. Just to share a little bit about myself, this walk has been trying. But when I tell you that I've been seeing the hand of God at every turn, and one thing that I want for people to be able to take away, of course, we're going to get into it with the message and everything like that, is just the power of practicality. You know, because everything can be so massive and it can feel like it's overwhelming to us. But if we take a practical look at things, of course, with the faith that we have and the God that we serve, there is no way that he will not bring us out.
I'm a witness. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm a witness to that. And I'm sure some of the other listeners can bear fact, too, that you are definitely telling the truth. God, he is a promise keeper. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing that testimony with the worldwide listeners and myself on tonight, Pastor Brown, because I always ask my first-time guests to share testimony because God said he would share his glory with no one. Mm-hmm. And my listeners, those that may be tuning in for the first time, someone will be blessed by hearing our testimonies, and that's how God gets his glory through our testimonies mm-hmm. as well. So right now, I'm going to give a child a music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. I want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And also, please note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played over this worldwide ministry and platform. So that being said, I'm going to go to our music break song right now, and we're going to come back, and we are going to hear a word from the Lord from Pastor Rondell A. Brown. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And to get that word out there right now, we give God praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on. God is worthy of our praise. So now, I once again want you all to know that I'm so excited for my special guest on tonight, Pastor Rondell A. Brown. I now turn the mic to you. Pastor Brown.
Yes, amen. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Trying to get it off live. off mute, excuse me. All right. All right. Well, once again, thank you very much for the opportunity. And right before we begin, just want to pray. Father God, we thank you for what you've done, what you are doing, and for what you will do. God, clear hearts, clear minds, and allow us, God, to just receive you Allow us to be blessed, God, by the word. Allow us to receive some wisdom from the word. And God, help us in some way, shape, form, or fashion. These are the blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name. The people of God did say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, people. I was taught by my father to get up, speak up, shut up, and sit down. So I don't take this lightly, and I want to make sure that we're able to, as he said, not only give feedback, but if someone wants to call in, have questions or whatever, what may have you, that's what we're here for. So the Bible in Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 8, and verse number 22. And for those of you that would like to follow along, maybe somebody out there on this worldwide platform, you want to follow along with us, it's not a problem. So what we're going to do is take our point from the 22nd verse. The Bible says, and he come up to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him.
Excuse me, Pastor Brown, could you give that scripture again, because that it did come through clear the first time. Mark, what chapter are you coming from?
Well, no problem. Take your time. No problem at all. Again, it's the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 8.
Okay.
Chapter number 8 and verse number 22.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir. So that's where we're going to take our point from tonight. The Bible says, it's recorded, it says, and he cometh to Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. That's how your Bible should read it. All right. So for a few moments, I want to talk about the cursed place. I want to talk about the cursed place tonight. It's recorded over in Job. The writer speaks to us, and it says that a man that is born of a woman is of few days, and his life is going to be full of trouble. What I've come to find out is, people, if we're not guaranteed anything else in life, we're guaranteed some modicum of trouble. As a matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say, when I will do good, evil is always present. No matter what we do, no matter how much we sow, and of course understanding that doesn't just mean financially, but what we sow emotionally, what those things that we do, the actions that we take, no matter what happens, some negativity is going to meet our life. No matter what happens, no matter for the difficult dilemmas that the devil delivers to our doorsteps, there's always going to be something that ails us. It's interesting, because what we've come to find out is that no matter how good we are, Brother Brown, no matter how blessed or anointed we are, whoever you may be listening out there, what we come to find out is that we all have a cursed place.
Well, yes.
You may have a hold, something may have a hold on you. Now, your cursed place may not be mine. Someone may be battling with some type of alcoholism. You can't let that bottle go. Somebody may be dealing with an addiction to illegal paraphernalia. That may be the cursed place that has you. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. Here's the truth, that does not have to be the place where you stay.
Amen.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful what the Bible teaches us. Must we continue in sin that grace may abound? No. No matter how many times you've fallen down, God is still going to be there to pick you right back up.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So much, so much has happened. So much has happened. I promise you, I'm going to go along with the sermon. But so much has happened over these last few years. So much hell has hit all of our households. Death has been a constant visitor to many of our households. That may be your curse place, but here's the truth: just because that is the curse place that's been trying to take hold of you, that does not have to be the place where you reside. I know you've been saying you've been dipping dirty and comfortably dangling, but guess what? That does not have to be the place where you reside. I know somebody out there may be saying that, you know what, I can't let go of this man. This man has a hold on me. I know he may not be good for my future, but beloved, let me tell you something, let him go. I know there may be some man out there saying, I can't let go of this woman. I keep going. I've been waking up in that bed that's not mine. This, I've been doing that. I've been going to and I've been going fro, but here is the truth of the matter. Then guess what? These things don't have to have a hold on you.
Thank you,
so much is the dialogue and the discourse, and as far as what we're going to be discussing tonight, right? Scripture picks up in St. Mark. This gospel so intriguing, so different, but yet so similar. Bible picks up saying Jesus comes to Bethsaida. And they're bringing a blind man to him, unto him, and besought him to touch him. First thing, what we have to understand about Bethsaida is that it is a cursed place. This particular area. If you go back, you'd understand some of the things that have been happening at this place around this time. It's not an affluent place to be. This isn't where those of high stature come to stay. But here's the truth of the matter: Jesus still goes there. But somebody may be out there right now. Somebody may be out there right now, and you're dejected. You're feeling rejected. You're feeling oppressed. You're feeling as if you've been so low, you've been falling down. You may feel like that no one is there for you. You may feel like I'm drowning, and yet I'm reaching out, and it feels as if no one there. I know somebody that is on this call, somebody that is listening on this worldwide platform. I know what you're saying. You're saying, I feel like the walls are closing in. I know you're saying, I feel like I've been ostracized and isolated, and nobody is there for me. But can I tell you something? The good news, even before we jump the meat of the text, is that Jesus still visits those places.
Yes, Lord.
Understand. No matter how dirty you are, his blood can make you so new. My God, I understand. No matter the filth that you found yourself in, Jesus still goes there. As a matter of fact, if my father were here, God bless his soul, he went on and made his transition. But he would say, "If I made my bed in hell, Jesus would still be there." I want to encourage you and let you know that he's still coming to your Bethsaida. As a matter of fact, if I was in a church right now, I'd tell somebody to tap their neighbor and tell their neighbor that he's still coming to Bethsaida. Here it is. As he's going, watch what's happening. The text says that they're bringing somebody to him, and here's what they're saying: touch him. Oh, my God. Watch the text, Mr. Brown, because Brother Brown, Deacon Cox, here's what it's saying. This is what it's saying, that not only before we start to pick apart these men, because a lot of times when we hear this text, people drag them for the filth that they may be. Right? But here's the news. Before we begin to pick these men apart, can we celebrate the people in your life who saw life in you when you can see nothing but death?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Here it is. They're coming from a cursed place. But watch this. They see something on the inside of you that says you don't belong here. There's something. I want you to know, beloved, those of you that are maybe listening, those of you that may be driving, somebody may be at home right now, and you find yourself in a very dark place, in a desolate place, in a desperate place. And what I want you to understand is that no matter how dark your situation may be, baby, there's something about you that lets the people know around you that you don't belong here. Oh, God, see, again, if I was in a church, I'd tell you. Matter of fact, I need somebody on this call. I need somebody that's listening. You don't have to do it audibly, but I want you to tell yourself, say, there's something special on the inside of me. There's something special, because although this is a cursed place, baby, the people that you've been sinning with still see something so special on the inside of you. They're saying, hey, we all may be messed up, but baby, you don't belong here. Baby, we all sinned last night, but baby, you don't belong here. Baby, we all fell together, but guess what? You do not belong here. There's something about God. There's something about God that he won't allow you to throw your destiny away even when you want to. I know I'm talking to somebody tonight. I know I'm talking to somebody tonight that you felt like throwing your anointing away when the problems felt like they were about to overwhelm you. Here's the good news, beloved. God sent me on this call tonight to remind you of the anointing that he has on your life. But although matter of fact, your 2020 may have been bad. Your 2021 may have been bad, but baby, He's made me on assignment tonight to remind you of the anointing that is on the inside of you, to tell you to wake up from that from the place that you found yourself in. Here's the good news. I'm getting excited. Here it is. Because there may be something special on the inside of you, but this is what it is. You need to learn how to give God praise for those people who didn't leave you when you didn't care for yourself. Here's what my mother would tell me, Brother Brown. Here's what he would tell me, and I know your last name Brown is my last name Brown, but thank God for it. It's a great name. But here's what my mother told me. Mama Brown, this is what she told me, and maybe your mother told you something similar. She said, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, and took the time to pray for me. I want you to understand, beloved, that you are making it right now, not because necessarily of anything that you've done, but because somebody prayed for you when you weren't praying for yourself. This man is in this cursed place. He's found his way there. He's made his bed. He's made this his place of residence. Oh, but somebody prayed for him. The people that he was sitting with, they're saying, no, we cannot allow you to die here. There's something special on the inside of you. Somebody around you, beloved, protected you when you did not want to protect yourself. Here's the good news. Here's the good news, beloved, as I run, because I promise you there's so much. I wish I could get into it tonight. There's so much, but as I make my run here, he says, there's so much on the inside of you. There's something special about you, but here's where the people make a problem, because now these are the same men that brought him to Jesus, these same men who saw enough of him to get him out of this cursed place. These are now the people that are telling Jesus how to heal him. Beloved, can I suggest to you tonight that your situation, although it may be similar to somebody else's, it's not the same. That although it has elements, although it has notes of something that will make somebody think that it sounds like what they went through, baby, it's not the same. What are you trying to say, preacher? What God has for you is for you. How he wants to heal you is he's going to heal you. Here's where we mess up, because we get so lost, and we get so far off into our problems that we almost try to have a monopoly on God. I wish y'all would talk to me tonight. Because this is how people end up in cursed places, because they come to the church hurt. Watch this. And the people who are responsible for getting them to Jesus, now because they don't operate, now because it doesn't look like how they did it, it doesn't work how they did it, oh, now we have a problem. Can I tell somebody, I want you to understand that, yes, your situation may be similar to somebody else's, but, baby, the reason that you are in this right now is because the way God wants to bring you out is so far different. It's so new. It's so irregular from those that are around you. It's so uncommon. We have to
My God, I want you to understand. Now this is where the tone shifts. This is where the text begins to shift, Brother Brown, because now not only do they try to tell Jesus to touch him, but here's what Jesus does. I don't know about anybody else, but has somebody told you that you may get what you want, but you may not want what you get? Here's what it says.
Yep.
They told him to touch him, and here's what it says. Not only does Jesus touch him, but he takes him away from them. Beloved, 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 you've been in the cursed place. You've been in your Bethsaida, and the people around you, yes, they may have got you to Jesus. The people around you may have been praying for you, but here's what it says. Now that Jesus touched you, he's getting you away from them. Understand that you've been wondering why you haven't been fitting in with the people that you've been around. Maybe he's taking you away from them. You may feel like you've been ostracized and isolated, but here's the truth of the matter, beloved, that he's taking you away from them. You may feel like there's a season that you don't know why people aren't returning your phone calls. Here's the truth of the matter, beloved. Jesus is taking you away from them. You may be wondering why when you reached out, they didn't answer the phone. Here's the truth, beloved. Jesus is taking you away from them. Here's now. I promise you, we're about to make our exodus here. Just a few quick things, because many people focus on the miracle. Now, the miracle, although it may be magnificent, I don't think it's the meat of the text. Here's what it says: Jesus takes him away. Then Jesus anoints his eyes. Oh man. Oh, because Brother Brown, I don't want to dwell here, but he led him out of town. He spit on his eyes. He put his hands upon him, and he asked him, "What did he see?" Oh man, it's great here, because the man says, "I see men as trees."
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk tonight about the dirtiness of it or how God uses. What's available. As a matter of fact, I want somebody to give God praise real quick, because what God does and what he's going to do for you is he's going to use what he has readily available to bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to use what he has readily available to bless you. It's not going to, you, though, my God, though big faith is to be commended, little faith would never be rejected. You have to understand exactly what you have is already enough for God to do what he needs to do in you and with you. You have to understand tonight, you may be saying, I have to do this and I have to get here and I have to do this and I have to get here. I have to do this and I have to get here. When all Jesus is saying is, I need you to get to me. Beloved, tonight I want you to understand, wherever you may be, wherever you may be listening from, you may feel like you are in a small place, and I want you to understand, God is simply telling you, just get to him. You may be feeling like this, but watch this, because he says, I see men as trees walking, my God. Here's the good news. What we can understand and what we can surmise from the text is that the man had vision previously, but somewhere along his curse, my God, somewhere along the line of the curse place, he lost his sight. Beloved, I want you to know that one of the worst things that can happen to us is that we lose our vision. That's what happened in your cursed place. That's why you've been admired in mediocrity for so long, is because you lost your vision. You lost sight of your dreams. You lost sight of your goals. You found your way to the cursed place. That's how we know. Man, but here's the good news. Here's the good news. It's in the cursed place. God not only gives sight back, but he gives you your vision, because he said, I see men as trees. So obviously you know what a man is, but you can identify what a tree is. And God is saying he's giving it back to you right now in your cursed place, coming out of it. I want you to understand tonight that God is giving you your vision. Here's the good news of the text, because I promise you, I understand I may not have enough time, but I want somebody to be able to give God praise right wherever you are, because tonight, understanding that whatever has a hold on you, God not only is he taking you away from it, but he's giving you back what you lost. Not only is he relieving you of the pain, of the agony, of the strife, not only is he relieving you of the stress and the tragedies, but, baby, he's giving you back something that you lost. Now, everybody, collectively, it may not be the same, but I want you to know individually, God is going to do an amazing thing in your life. Whatever it is that you lost, watch this, whatever it is that you lost, I want you to understand right now in this very moment, that there is a reason for your, that there was a reason for your struggle. Watch this, that there was a reason for your stress, because God needed to come and get you. I know you were saying that he wasn't going to come, but baby, he came right when you didn't, right when you were about to throw in the towel. This is what the minister told me, is right when I was going to throw in the towel, he threw it right back at me. And tonight I want you to understand, you've been about to give up. You've been about to throw in the towel. As a matter of fact, you threw it, but God didn't let it hit the ring. Tonight he's telling you that I'm throwing it right back at you, because there's something, there's something more for you to do, exactly what you thought that you would not get to you right now. Here it is. Here it is, because here's the good news. It's not the miracle. Here's the good news of the text, Minister Brown. This is the thing I love, and I'm done. After this, I promise you I'm done. It says, some would suggest that Jesus had an off day. The last two things. Some would suggest that Jesus had an off day, because it took him touching the man twice in order for the man to completely get his vision back. I want you to understand that even on an off day, it's still enough for Jesus to bless you. Even when he's not at his best, it's still more than enough to get you exactly what you need. Preacher, why are you telling me this? Because I want you to understand that even on your worst day, Jesus is still more than enough to get you through what you got to go through. Watch the text. Watch the text, because people of God, this is where we're making our exodus, and this is where I'm going to leave you tonight, because the Bible says that he sent him to his house, but he told him not to go into the town. Beloved, I believe you missed it, so I'm going to repeat it for just that simple purpose. He told him to go to his house, but he told him not to go to the town. Beloved, so we found this man at the beginning of verse number 22 in this eighth chapter, being brought to Jesus in Bethsaida. I want you to understand that this man made his home a place where he had no place residing. This man chose to stay in Bethsaida, and that was not where his home was. I want you to understand that we get so lost in our pain that we get to become complacent, and that we make it, that we become so complacent, as a matter of fact, that we reside where our pain is. Somebody tonight has been listening, and you've been wondering, what happened? How did I end up here? It's because, baby, when you got hurt, you stopped. Here's the good news. Jesus is saying, beloved, not only am I bringing you out of your cursed place, I'm reminding you that you never belonged there in the first place.
Yes, sir.
I want somebody to take that with them tonight, because here it is. We get so caught up in being whores, in being drunks. We get so caught up in sinful nature. We get so caught up in addiction. We get so caught up in all this, only for Jesus to remind us, for God to remind us, for his Holy Spirit to remind us that, baby, we didn't belong there in the first place. Beloved, tonight, I want you to understand that you've made that choice, because here's the good news, is that the cursed place can have you if you make it, if you allow it to be so. My God. Your cursed places can have you only as long as you allow it to be so.
That's right.
You've been struggling, but you never belonged there in the first place. I'm done tonight. This was the thing that a wise man told me. He said, what we have to do is that we have to learn to watch our appetites. He said, because this is the thing about it. He said, is you don't know that you like something until you try it.
That's right.
After you try it, you get a taste for it. You want more of it. Some people don't know how to control their appetite. Beloved, I just want you to understand tonight that those cursed places, no matter how good he or she may look, no matter how good it may feel, no matter how good that hit may feel, no matter how good that beverage may feel, no matter what it is that, beloved, you had no business being there in the first place. Don't let the cursed places be your home. Choose not to reside there. And here's the truth. No matter how bad it has been, no matter how big it is, no matter the magnitude of the situation, here's the good news, beloved. Jesus is still coming to Bethsaida.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight I just want to thank Brother Brown here for allowing me to have this time. If you don't mind, is it okay if I just pray very quickly, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please do.
Excellent, because I'm of the mindset over at the Love Center where we have church every Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm of the mindset that it doesn't take God long to do anything.
I know that's right.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it because according to your faith, be it unto you. And so tonight, somebody may have been struggling for years. You may be struggling for months. You may have been struggling, and you just can't let it go. You may have been on an intermittent struggle, and you've been saying, I pick it up, but then I put it down. Then I pick it up, and then I put it down. And tonight, God is trying to tell you that this is not the place where you belong. My God, it feels good in here tonight. Here it is. Here it is. You don't have to bow your heads. What I want you to do is get that cursed place on your mind, right? Get that cursed place on your mind. Watch this. Father God, we come to you. God, just simply saying, not only thank you, but God, help. Because the truth of the matter, God, is that you know how hard this is for us. You know how damaging this has been to us. You know how much we've been struggling. You know how much we want to let it go. God, right now, I'm just simply saying, remind your children that you still come to Bethsaida. Remind your children that you can still give vision back. That, God, that you can still give dreams back. That you can still give goals back. That you can still allow them to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish. That, God, although that destiny was deterred, it was not denied. God, release, heal, restore. God, reconnect. Let someone come saying, what must I do to be saved? God, tonight we believe you, God. We believe your word, God. And we're just simply saying, we know that somebody may have made a detour to Bethsaida, but God, remind them right now that you are still on your way. Remind them tonight, as a matter of fact, God, that you never left them. Remind them tonight that the cursed place can only have them if they allow it to be so. Remind them tonight, God, that remind us tonight, God, that you are bigger than everything we could ever face.
Thank you, Jesus.
These are the blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, and the people of God did say amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a powerful word on tonight, Pastor Brown. Thank you so much, because as I always say, and I know it's the truth, God knew who was going to be listening on this line tonight. Even though it's a worldwide ministry platform, God knew even before the foundation of the world who was going to be listening on tonight. He knows exactly what we all need. Somebody needed to hear this word on tonight. It was a blessed, still word. It was a right now word, a rhema word for somebody on tonight. So right now, I want to say thank you once again. And again, the phone lines are open. I have a lot of listeners on the line that have called in. A lot of people that are on social media, I know they cannot ask you questions because they're on social media. But for those that are on the line right now, if you'd like to give Pastor Rondell A. Brown from the Love Center words of encouragement, or if you have words of encouragement, or if you have any questions for him, this is your time to do so right now. The lines are open for anyone.
Amen. Brother Brown?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you doing? This is Deacon Cox. I'd like to say that the message was powerful, and I'd like to encourage you to continue to do what you're doing, but I also like to encourage the people, because this cursed place, I want the people to know that it's just a temporary resident. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
No, because
yes,
my
sir.
Father, he's going to prepare a place. And when he get that place prepared, get ready, that holy eviction notice that's coming to remove you out of there. So don't get comfortable in it. Whoever in that cursed place, the worst thing in the world you can do is get comfortable. So that's what I like to say. And I like to say it was a wonderful word, a powerful word. And it applied to all of us, because we have all been in places that we shouldn't have been in, and it was by our own choosing. So be blessed, my brother.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, man. I appreciate those words.
Thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox. For those of you before I bring any other guests on, that's Deacon Marvin Cox. He will be bringing forth God's word on the second Saturday of this month. This is a young man I was telling you all about that has suffered with muscular dystrophy, but he has not allowed that to stop him from doing what God has called him to do, and that is share the good news of Jesus Christ. So we don't want to take our gifts and talents to the grave without giving God glory through them. So right now, again, the lines are open. Anyone else would like to give words of encouragement to Pastor Brown, or if you have any questions for him?
Hey, Isaiah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Amen, yes, Reverend Brown. Reverend Brown, wonderful message.
Yes.
I have a question. Is it possible for an individual to be in the cursed place and not know or realize that they are in it?
Actually, yes. And not sure your name. I do apologize if you said your name. I did not catch it, so I do apologize. But I do want to answer your question. It definitely is, because here's the truth, is that the young man possibly, and again, if anybody, you know, wants to say whatever it is that they want to say, please do. I'm not trying to discourage anybody else. Just to answer the question the best that I can, is that the young man in this particular scenario is that he didn't know exactly that he was cursed, because he didn't come out of the cursed place. The people around him brought him to Jesus. So many of us find ourselves in these places without realizing it. I want you to take, for instance, Jairus' daughter, right? Jesus said that Jairus comes, he said, touch my daughter that she may be healed and that she may have life. Lay her hands on her that she may be healed and that she may have life. Why would Jairus ask Jesus to lay his hands on her and then that she may be healed and then that she may have life? Because what we commonly, or I believe what we commonly associate with Jesus, is that anything he comes into contact has to be healed. But here's the truth of the matter, is that so many of us find ourselves in these cursed places, is that oftentimes we don't know how to live after we've been hurt. And so we find ourselves in these places, not knowing how we got here, not knowing where we got here, and then not knowing how to get out. And so we thank God, because in this scenario, this young man or this man, these people had sense enough to bring them to Jesus. So whoever it is that they may be, they may not know. To your question, ma'am, they may not know, but here's the truth of the matter. They can still come out.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Anyone else with any questions for Pastor Rondell R.A. Brown right now? You still have time to do so. Praise the Lord.
Well, I caught the last 15 minutes of it, and the thing that stood out for me within that short time is when you said that with God, it don't take no long time for him to do something. You know, that so people get it twisted, you know, and that right there is, I need, and like I said, I caught the last 15 minutes of it, and that right there, I mean, I received that. I mean, I needed to have heard that. Amen. Because you get a twist thinking it takes a long time for God to do something. Amen.
No, those strong faith is to be committed. Weak faith will never be rejected. People think
people thinking they get caught up with his walk and everything in the words, as a matter of fact, in the messages that have been put out there. Here's the truth of the matter. Beloved, according to your faith, this is what I tell people. According to your faith, be it unto you. Now, of course, we look at God's timing, and we understand our timing versus his time, and God bless you. But here's the truth of the matter, is that we serve a God that if healing is to come, I believe it will. If it's his plan, it ain't gonna take him. It ain't gonna take him all day.
That's right. Pastor Brown, that was Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. My first cousin, he's the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. That was Pastor Norman King asking that question.
Pastor, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. I'm humbled, man. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
And the first young man was Deacon Marvin Cox. And then the young lady was Sister Gwen Walker was the young lady that asked the question. Is there anyone else that have any questions for Pastor Brown on the line tonight? Anyone else? The lines are still open. Anyone else? Okay, well, I just wanted to give everyone an opportunity that may have a question for Pastor Brown for this powerful message on tonight. So, Pastor Brown, at this time, I want to give you a chance to give any shout-out that you might want to give, and then also give your contact information, how people can get in contact with you, if you don't mind, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not a problem. Well, first and foremost, again, definitely want to say thank you for just allowing me on the platform. I truly do appreciate it. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Thank you very much, sir. Outside of that, of course, I have to shout out the Love Center, the church where we love you beyond the hurt. And if my father was here, he'd tell it to you like this: we love the hell out you. it's a church, man. I have to shout them out, man. Love you all. It's over 2039 East 7 Mile. We're a small church, man, but we're big ministry minded, man. And we're just trying to keep working on the Lord's side. Anybody who would like to get in contact with me, you can do so. Via Deborah Nash, who I love her. Shout out to Deborah Nash. I do have her contact information. Forgive me, I'm trying to pull it up now. That number is 513-515-0326. Again, that is 313-515-0326. That is for my manager. Her name is Deborah Nash. But outside of that, of course, if you want to contact myself or the Love Center, you can do so via Facebook, Instagram. At the Love Center, we stream every Sunday, as I said, 2 p.m. 2 p.m., man, where we love you beyond the hurt. Again, I do appreciate everyone, and I just thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want the listeners to know that I met you at Brother Bob Mitchell's Gospel Pray, and this awesome young man, Pastor Rondell A. Brown, sang "Mary, Did You Know?" And so I asked him if he'd like to be a guest on this worldwide platform, because I felt something. The Lord revealed something to me. You have to have a discerning spirit, and the Lord speak to his people. So he asked me to let him become a guest on this worldwide platform. So I have other ministers of the gospel that I've met at that same place that are going to be coming forth, mm-hmm. bringing forth God's word. So I thank God for the connection. God always know how to put his people together, that he's going to get the glory out of it. That's what it's all about, that God get the glory through the good news that's being shared, God's word, so we know that it's not about us. It's about us being about our Heavenly Father's business. And again, I say to the listeners, I thank God he opened the doors for this worldwide ministry and platform to be heard through prisons all across the United States. They can now receive this worldwide ministry platform and other ministries that I share on my page with the ministry of prison ministries. They are able to hear other ministries as well as this worldwide platform. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise for that. I don't take that lightly or for granted, because Jesus said, when I was in prison, you didn't visit me. So we are letting the mm-hmm. people, even behind prison bars, get the good news of Jesus Christ so they can have a chance to be saved in Jesus' name, and that's what it's all about. So I want to thank the listeners for tuning in, as you always do. Thank you for everyone that asked questions on tonight to my guests. And once again, Pastor Brown, I want to thank you once again for being my special guest, a guest on tonight. And if it be the Lord's will, I would definitely be in contact with your manager so I can reschedule you again at a later date if you don't mind.
I would be honored, sir.
Excellent. So we get ready to close out for tonight. I'm asking all listeners to continue to pray for me, pray for this worldwide ministry and platform, because it's about God. It's not about me. I just thank God for letting me be the under-shepherd over this worldwide platform. And every guest that comes forth over this worldwide platform, delivering the word of God and sharing testimonies over this worldwide platform, I thank God for each one of them. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth through your man of God, Pastor Rondell A. Brown. We thank you for him, Heavenly Father. Thank you for using him. Thank you for giving him a word that's going to bless your people on tonight, that we can be strengthened and move forward in being about your business and doing what you have called each one of us to do individually, then as a corporate body of believers. So we know that your word is not going out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do, that you will get the glory. So we ask that you continue to bless your people as you see fit, Heavenly Father, that we will continue to be faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, that you will continue to get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And before we close out, I want to give a shout-out real quick to my pastor, Shepherd Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until this coming Saturday, when Minister Tremont Eppinger will deliver God's word, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.